This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Union Cabinet has approved the Phase 5A of Delhi Metro worth 12,015 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, under this phase, three metro corridors, RK Ashram to Indraprastha, Aerocity to Airport Terminal 1 and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj, have been approved and 13 new metro stations will be constructed. He said, with this expansion, the Delhi metro network will cross 400 kilometres.
Approval hua hai. This will be Delhi Metro Phase 5A, 10 underground and 3 elevated stations. At an investment of 12,015 crore, 16 kilometers will be added to the Delhi Metro network with 13 new stations. With this, Delhi Metro network will cross 400 kilometers. 33,000 ton CO2 emissions every year will be saved because of these three corridors.
Mr. Vaishnav said in the last 11 years, revolutionary changes have been witnessed in metro sector and India has become the third largest metro network in the world after China and the USA. Mr. Vaishnav informed that the new corridor approved today will enhance connectivity, reduce congestion on road and improve air quality. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the centre's contribution under the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji scheme has been raised to nearly 95,000 crore rupees as compared to Manrega, which was 86,000 crore rupees. In an article in an English daily, Mr. Chauhan said the President has assented to the Viksit Bharat guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act 2025, enhancing the statutory wage employment guarantee to 125 days. He said under the scheme, states are treated not as mere implementing agencies, but as partners in development, empowered to notify and operationalize their own schemes within the statutory framework. Union Food, Public Distribution and Consumer Affairs Minister Pralhad Joshi has said that National Consumer Day reaffirms India's commitment to protect, empower and give voice to every consumer. Addressing an event in New Delhi today to mark National Consumer Day, Mr. Joshi said the Consumer Protection Act 2019 has reformed the consumer framework by strengthening enforcement, covering e-commerce, introducing product liability and enabling e-filing and virtual hearings. He emphasized the e-Jagriti platform allows the consumers to file complaints, make payments and participate in virtual hearings. Secretary of Public Grievances and Pensions Rachna Shah today said that the Pension Adalat has emerged as a vital platform to resolve complex and long-pending pension cases, especially for senior citizens and family pensioners. Addressing the 15th All India Pension Adalat in New Delhi, Mrs. Shah noted that over 27,000 cases have been taken up in the previous 14 sessions, with nearly 70% having been resolved. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has received approval from the Securities and Exchange Board of India for its sponsored Rajmarg Infra Investment Trust, or IIT, as an infrastructure investment trust, marking a significant step in strengthening NHAI's asset monetization program. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the people on the eve of Christmas. In a message, the President said, "Christmas is the festival of joy and enthusiasm, which conveys the message of love and compassion." She said it reminds everyone of the sacrifice made by Lord Jesus Christ for the welfare of humanity. Bihar opener Vaibhav Suryavanshi today created history, scoring 150 in just 59 balls against Arunachal Pradesh in the Vijay Hazare Trophy. The 14-year-old broke the A.B. de Villiers record for the fastest 150 in men's List A cricket. A.B. de Villiers had taken 64 balls to make similar score against the West Indies in 2015. Vaibhav smashed a blistering 36-ball century, becoming the youngest player to do so in List A cricket history. And that is the end of this news bulletin.